Welcome back to the show. It is Friday. We are almost to the start of the 2012 calendar year. We're at the end of 2011. And what a year it has been. Robert McElroy is with us as he joins us occasionally to talk about Auburn. We're going to discuss the Auburn and Virginia game, which is tomorrow night. Robert, how are you?
I'm doing fine, man. How about yourself?
Pretty well. Well, you were just talking about it before the show. The game last night was a glorified basketball game played not on hardwood but on grass between Baylor and Washington. Keith Price and Robert Griffin, the third, the Heisman winner, put on quite a show for us.
It was a lot of fun to watch. I mean, I usually like to watch a game that's, primarily, it's got a lot of offense and defense. You know, you see a lot of those last night. I mean, it was really just a lot of offense, yeah. Really, I mean, to say the least. But it was entertaining. That was the first bowl game I've watched this year, which, I mean, it kind of goes to show you how crappy, really, the college football postseason really is to me these days. I think a lot of the bowls have lost a lot of their luster. I think there's too many bowls. But, I mean, that's a whole other show, don't you think?
I think so, and I think Andy Staples brought up a good point a couple of weeks ago. He said, what's the alternative? The alternative is no football. So, you know, there's also an argument there, too, that it gives us something to enjoy this time of year. Arguments can go both ways.
I haven't. Last night, it was the first bowl I've watched. I have not watched a single other bowl. I've just been really busy. B, I mean, a lot of these matchups are just horrible. But, I mean, you're right. I mean, what else are you going to do?
Well, I take it you'll be watching the one tomorrow night. Are you going to get to make the trip, or are you watching it from your abode?
No, I would get to make the trip, but I will be working, actually. I'll record it on the DVR and watch it sometime later. I'll follow it closely on Twitter and ESPN.go.com and however else I can, but I will be busy during that time.
6:30 on ESPN, Virginia Cavaliers doing well under new head coach Mike London, and Auburn Tigers, of course, last year BCS champions, this year a 7-5 year. Well, just talk about the season a little bit in review. Where were the problems that led to the 5 losses, and what do you think are the bright spots, if there are any, that you can take away from the earlier part of the year?
Well, I point first to the quarterback position. Of course, it started off with Barrett Trotter, then Mosley got the nod, and then we've seen Kyle Frazier speckled in there, primarily running the ball. They haven't let him really open up the passing game very much. They will eventually, because I think Kyle Frazier's a budding quarterback, a budding star, if you will. I think Kyle Frazier probably had trouble reading defenses this year, which is why they didn't open up the passing game more with him. I tell you, I really noticed a change in the offense when Trevon Reed and Emory Blake went down. Emory Blake was Auburn's leading receiver going into this year. And when those two were injured, all of a sudden our inexperienced quarterbacks were having trouble getting the ball into the hands of their receivers because their top two were down. That was the biggest change. That to me made a huge difference. And Auburn, schedule-wise, that was not easy. They had to go to Baton Rouge, facing both BCS national championship opponents. It's never easy in the SEC, I think. And it's just a young squad. Losing the biggest senior class in history last year, obviously the prognosticators thought that it'd be an issue for Auburn. They were right. I mean, Auburn's about where most people would be. A lot of people think they'd win 7-8 ball games. That's where they stand.
Robert McElroy with us talking Auburn football. Yeah, I had him at 7-5 in my preview, and you're right. There was a lot of uncertainty about the quarterback position, a lot of uncertainty about the defense. And they lost the defensive coordinator, of course, Ted Roof, taking the position at Central Florida, and, of course, lost Gus Malzahn. How big of an impact? Of course, Chizik is taking the reins as the defensive coordinator. He is managing the defense for the bowl game. And Gus Malzahn has stayed on as the offensive coordinator through the bowl game. What do you think those two units will be like with the new environment?
I'll start first with the defense. This is the most interesting to me. I played a little football back when I was in school. I was not that good. I was not really that talented. Played on a little 1A high school football team. I want to bring up this example. I mean, we used to have this position coach. I was a lineman, and he would come and he would do his thing, and there was some intensity. But when he wasn't available and our head coach would come and coach the lineman that day, when the head guy was in charge of us for the day, things were a lot more intense. We were a lot more nervous, we did know what to expect. We expected fury and anger and a lot of hard work. I think it's probably similar to what Auburn's defense, what that personnel is experiencing right now. Ted Bruce seemed like a very reserved kind of guy. I think Chizik's probably a lot more intense. At least that's what I'm reading from these players, is that lately the defensive practices are a lot more intense. He's extremely focused from what I hear. I think as a result that can only serve to be an improvement for this Auburn defense, because every one of those guys have had to step it up. Now, as far as Virginia is concerned, where they can present Auburn with some problems, Virginia runs a lot of motion, and a lot of motion can confuse a young defense, and Auburn definitely has that, a very young defense, an entirely sophomore defensive line. So as long as everybody stays at home and doesn't react to the ball, I think reacting to the ball can kill you in a game like this with as much motion that Virginia runs. So everyone's going to have to stay at home, and communication is going to be as important as ever. So the timing of Chizik stepping in and being the coordinator, I think it's probably too late, but I think as far as the timing for the bowl game, I think they're going to be ready.
Okay, well, having said all that, what's your prediction? How do you think the game's going to go?
And in alluding to what I said earlier, I think Chizik probably should have stepped in a long time ago and taken more control of this defense. Now, I think Auburn will win the football game. I do. I think it's been such a strange couple weeks for Auburn, and them talking about this number three mystery tailback. I think Auburn will have just enough offense to get it done. But defensively, I mean, that's going to be key. Not reacting to the ball and not falling for the motion, because if you react one way and they run the ball the other, you're burnt. So I do think Auburn wins in a very close, very fun Chick-fil-A matchup. I think it's going to be a good game.
Should be interesting. It's the headline game tomorrow night at 6:30 Central Time on ESPN, Auburn and Virginia SEC and ACC clash, as they do each year in the Chick-fil-A Bowl. Robert, thanks so much for giving us some insight into this game, and we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, man. It's so good to be back on, and everybody have a great new year.
As we look forward to the weekend, a lot of bowls coming up. Tomorrow, other than the Auburn and Virginia game, you have the Meineke Car Care of Texas Bowl between Northwestern and Texas A&M. I'm sure five people or more will be watching that. Hyundai Sun Bowl between Georgia Tech and Utah should be interesting. SEC gets underway tonight. Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl between Wake Forest and Mississippi State. That's at 5:40 on ESPN, followed by Iowa and Oklahoma in the Insight Bowl. Tomorrow, Cincinnati Vanderbilt, another SEC versus Big East game. That is the AutoZone Liberty Bowl at 2:30, rather. Illinois, UCLA, and the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl at 2:30 also. And what else do we have? Of course, the Chick-fil-A Bowl that evening. And then January 2nd, that is Monday, the day after New Year's Day, because, of course, New Year's Day falls on a Sunday this year, so no college football will be played on that day. Ticket City Bowl starts the day off with Penn State versus Houston. That is at 11 o'clock on ESPNU. Michigan State versus Georgia at noon Central Time. And the Outback Bowl, Capital One Bowl, at noon on ESPN. The Michigan State-Georgia game's on ABC. You have Nebraska and South Carolina in the Capital One Bowl on ESPN at noon. The Gator Bowl at noon on ESPN2. Ohio State and Florida. Urban Meyer's new squad that he won't be coaching yet will be going against his old squad that was a significant amount of that team was recruited and probably some of it developed by Urban Meyer. The Rose Bowl presented by Vizio is at 4 o'clock on ESPN. Oregon versus Wisconsin, champions of the Pac-12 against the champions of the Big Ten. Tostitos Fiesta Bowl at 7:30. Stanford versus Oklahoma State, perhaps the most anticipated matchup other than the BCS championship game between Alabama and LSU. Tuesday night, the day after the New Year's Day games are played, which is January 3rd, Virginia Tech versus Michigan in the All-State Sugar Bowl at 7:30 on ESPN. A lot of people have threatened to boycott this game because, of course, Virginia Tech was invited when other squads had an argument, and a lot of people felt like Kansas State, TCU, Boise State all had better arguments than Virginia Tech. I was one of those. But anyway, I will still watch the game, and it will be ESPN 7:30 Tuesday night, January the 3rd, from New Orleans, Louisiana. The Discover Orange Bowl, AT&T Cotton Bowl, BBVA Compass Bowl, GoDaddy.com Bowl will all still be to come next week after the Sugar Bowl. And then, of course, on January 9th, a week from New Year's Day, a week from New Year's Day games, Alabama, number 2, will play LSU. Miles versus Saban rematch. Our next program here on BunSports.com will come to you on Wednesday when the college football professor will be with us. We will talk extensively about the LSU versus Alabama rematch next week, as well as a number of other BCS and other bowl games as we near January 9th. Everyone have a happy new year. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for being with us throughout 2011. Look forward to sharing a lot of sports stories and news with you in 2012. Another year will be upon us next time we get together. So, everyone, happy new year. We will be back next week.